This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're here, and this is where we are. Hopefully,
maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, that's not how rock goes. You gotta go, yeah!
Perhaps. Perhaps. Yeah.
Could be.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live, should you wish to join us. We're on the air. This is hour number two. We're kicking it off right now. We're on the air for another 2 hours, so plenty of time to get your calls in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about this bit from Reason.com that tells us the IRS wants you to send selfies to a facial recognition company for supposedly your own safety when accessing the IRS websites for their forced-upon-you services that they kind of provide. In addition to the IRS wanting you to submit a selfie to access these supposed services, they're outsourcing this to a company called ID.me. And you, of course, risk exposing all of your information, your Social Security, your passport, your driver's license, your address, your tax information, et cetera, and so on, that you upload through them.
Now, to make sure that someone doesn't nefariously take your tax information, we're going to expose you to identity theft from this company.
And this company, ID.me, offers relatively broad criteria under which it can share your data. Information we receive about you can be accessed and preserved for an extended period when it is the subject of a legal request or obligation, governmental investigation, or investigation of possible violations of our terms or policies, criminal and other investigations, or to otherwise prevent harm, states its privacy policy online. And we can talk more about
this
that.
ID.me is going to be a gatekeeper, if you will. So they will have access to everyone's IRS record. So they will, at any time, be able to say, yeah, sure, this is the picture of this particular account.
Right.
Regardless of whether it's one that they just fabricated themselves.
Yeah, well, and imagine that, too. Imagine the power of the IRS to just, you know, show up with a call. Be like, hey, this is, you know, so-and-so at the IRS, need access to your, you know, and they just create, you know, identities for whoever, you know, or otherwise abuse the system. It's ripe for all of that. We can talk more about that. There's more to this article as well, but let's go to Jet, who is in Mo, also known as Mo, Missouri. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, we're, what was that last thing you're talking about? The IRS, the magic of the IRS. Well, you might know this or not. I have three God-given missions for my life on this planet.
Okay.
And the first one is exposing the false teachings of the church. The next one is the exposing the evils of this thing we call government. And the last one is marriage rescue. But with this show, I like to focus in on the evils of this thing we call government, the bogus nature and attributes of the sickness of seniority. Or superiority, let's put it that way.
All right.
Now, I called in about maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I listed the first five of these 10 attributes that I've kind of, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of go over those briefly.
Go for it.
The first one is that this notion that we have of people being in superiority is all psychology. It's a fantasy and a fiction. Number two, the geopolitical boundaries are strictly arbitrary. Take a look at Rhode Island versus Alaska. Number three, so-called laws are similar from place to place, but not exactly, and sometimes the exact opposite.
True.
Number four, the boundaries and rules that I mentioned earlier were created by dead people, people now way dead, but somehow they continue on.
But, and, haunting us. Yes, but the more dead they are, the more people seem to revere.
That is true, the most effective way of haunting people.
Anyway, go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, and then number five was the fact that these rules are established by a simple majority of a small group of people and their opinions.
Kind of like gang rape.
Yeah. So number six, or the cover, is titles. You talked a little bit about that for yourself. But titles and powers and all this magic comes as a result of what I call sorcery or conjuring up. I mean, these people give themselves titles. When they talk about the elite, for example,
mm-hmm.
the elite are the ones who gave themselves that title. the news reporters and all that kind of thing, the authorities, the elite, the whatever.
Since you bring it up, that's one of the irritations I have is people just talk about the elite and like that there's no such thing. Now, there is, in real life, a power elite and a wealth elite, and there's a huge overlap between those two, and that's usually what people are referring to as the power elite. Like, there are people who have more political power than the rest of us. That's the power elite. And the wealth elite, same idea, but with money.
Yeah, of course, I watch the news every day just to find out, how to keep up with the evil ones, but...
Well, and also, you want to watch the news to see what the government tells you to do so you can do the opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly. You need to know your enemy. So there were a couple policemen that were gunned down, and they continue to refer to these people as New York's finest. It's things like that that just shows, exemplifies the whole magic and... the fiction of this.
These people
stuff,
are better
the
than
way
you.
They want you.
That's
to think.
Why they get to steal things with no repercussions.
I got news for you, New York. Not everybody can be the finest. Right? Some people have to be kind of fair to middling.
You have to have a special costume for that. But anyway, the fact is, number seven, people and things change all the time. The lines, the rules, and they're in constant change, as a matter of fact, throughout the world. But for some reason, they still stay the same as far as people still pay attention to these lines and to these rules. So number eight, I think, is one of the most important we've been talking about, that this notion we call government functions solely upon extortion, theft, and robbery of other people. It can't function without that.
Correct.
Okay, number nine. They usurp God's authority over creation,
Amen.
Making laws and rules over things that are that exist in nature.
Yeah, that's it's one thing for religion to have their sort of creation stories and that kind of thing. It's another thing for this organization of violence to think that they are. As powerful as any religion, and they are, if not more powerful. But to put themselves in the place of a god, I think is laughable.
And government absolutely is a false god. I mean, and they set themselves up in every way as a priesthood of a false god. And right now they're trying to scare everyone about this invisible enemy and to tell them which rituals to partake in to banish the COVID.
You got one more, Jet?
Yeah, what you just mentioned, the thing about God's authority, I personally, as a dedicated disciple of Christ, believe that and understand that there is a God and a creator and that type of thing. Let me go to number 10. It's kind of wraps up the whole thing, kind of just
make it quick.
Displays the just other people, humans, who have no real right to tax, arrest, try other people, punish, imprison, beat, or otherwise kill. They're no more special than you or I, and this is what we have to get people to recognize, that they're just other people who have no right to do what they do.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call.
Absolutely correct.
Jet's always got some really interesting things to say, whether it be on language, but we appreciate his call. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Six zero three two eight three six one six zero is the magic telephone number that you need to join us on air. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. If you think what we talk about sucks, well, give us a call. Change the subject. Talk about something interesting to you. In the studio tonight, here at Free Talk Live, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
We're going to shift the subject matter a bit from the IRS to... I have to be careful how I say this. Self-assembling nanoparticles.
That's it.
Self-assembling nanoparticles. Peakless Mountaineer, you brought this in. It is related to, what are we calling it? The COVID?
Mm-hmm.
In some way, shape, or form. But let us know, what are self-assembling nanoparticles and why do we care?
Yeah, this is from Medical Express. That's X, the letter, not the quickness. Novel nanoparticle SARS-CoV-2 vaccine combines immune-focusing and self-assembling nanoparticles.
Okay, so this sounds like robots in your body building more robots.
Yes.
I mean, just to make things simple for the layperson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, so they talk about how, these were highly effective, but, you keep having to get a booster shot, and they might not work on some variants. So... The scientists at Wistar, W-I-S-T-A-R Institute, developed a more targeted vaccine that in animal studies shows stronger, broader, more durable protection in single low dose.
Now, this is concerning to me because when the mRNA, I reluctantly use the word vaccine, when the mRNA technology was being considered publicly, right, in the public open forum, the news was broadcasting about it and was being considered as a method to combat COVID. The people who were sort of not for it warned that the mRNA treatment was a technology platform.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, your body would be injected with an operating system that could be programmed to do a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it so happens that folks who did get an mRNA treatment for COVID that they call a vaccine, that it was programmed to have one of the spike proteins that helped your system in some way combat the COVID virus.
Yeah, this program, according to them, was designed to get your body to produce these spike proteins so that your immune system would recognize them and be able to deal with them. And then they're finding out, having a bunch of spike proteins just running around is causing a bunch of damage.
Huh, weird.
Yeah, a bunch of pericarditis, causing you to bleed and clot at the same time. Just all sorts of, we had no idea that was mad. And one of the big things about this, the official story on this is your body breaks it down. That's why you need the booster. But that's not what they're finding out. They're finding out, maybe it was because we put it in a lipid envelope, but your body seems to be having trouble breaking this down.
Yeah, you are you're riffing licks way beyond my capability most of those words. But I do want to say, I found it interesting, self-assembling nanoparticles was the phrase. And so I just wanted to know what self-assembly actually meant, right? Because it sounds like a thing. And so the first thing that popped up was self-assembly is the organization, sometimes spontaneous, of smaller subunits to form a larger, well-organized pattern. Okay, so it sounds like Voltron. A bunch of little things get together to make a mecha thing. So how does that apply to this article?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I'm going to skip down here to... There we are. Using nucleic acid. So nucleic acid is like DNA.
Okay.
DNA and RNA. So ribonucleic and
acid.
Deoxyribonucleic.
Yep.
Basically single strand and double strand. Using nucleic acid and nucleic acid vaccine delivery technology similar to mRNA, the nanoparticle vaccine is encoded in DNA and delivered into cells, thereby giving genetic instructions for the body to build the immunogen internally.
Oh, geez. Okay, so I've ran across many an article where they do talk about using human DNA as a data storage vehicle. That is to say, instead of, say, like a thumb drive or a hard drive somewhere on your computer or a cloud storage thing, which is just a bunch of servers at somebody else's location. So I find it interesting that there can be a link between data, as far as the digital kind, and biology, right? That we have figured out a way to store digital data in your own human biology. Imagine to carry around all of your identifying stuff, right? All the titles to everything you own or anything official, you know, all of your medical records. Imagine if that was just in your DNA and you could retrieve it at will.
Yeah,
it
would be very easy to do that.
You wouldn't have to go buy another device for it, right? And that type of thing. So there's definitely uses for it, but then there's also, like, scary things about it, like, how can this be abused, right? Oh, well, anybody could just plug into your DNA and possibly access this information somehow, right?
That'd be really easy to do. So the way DNA works is you've got four base pairs, right? Mm-hmm. So A, T, C, and G, right? Or if you have trouble with remembering it, think Gattaca. That's where the name for it came from, G, T, A, and C. So That's four, and like all of our binary stuff, you know, computers of every stripe, that's all just two, one and zero.
Yep.
So you could very easily go, okay, I'm going to take this, you know, chunk of data, and I'm going to make an A for every one and a T for every zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just slap that on the very end of your DNA. Because, hey, that's the part that breaks off anyway as you age, so you're obviously not using it, and it's all junk DNA anyway, right?
Yeah.
And, God, the hubris of that, like, thinking you know, like, oh, geez, I'm sure that your body's just wasting the resources to recreate 90%+
yeah.
of your DNA. I'm sure it's not doing anything because I can't see what it's doing.
Well, if I'm hearing what you're saying about this article correctly, it sounds like somebody is attempting to pre-program something that resembles a vaccine into human DNA.
Well, so instead of injecting you with RNA, it's injecting you with DNA. So it's a longer-lasting version than what they're doing now.
Okay.
So, I mean, it seems to me like it's basically a foreign entity that they want to inject into your body.
603-283-6160. Self-assembling nanoparticles. Would you participate in a medical procedure that had this as part of it? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coronavirus death toll in the United States stands at about 900,000. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The number of cases stands at about 76 million. However, there is some good news on the vaccine front. The CDC says 212 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Meantime, 89 million have gotten their booster dose. Two people are dead and two others wounded after a shooting at an apartment complex near Milwaukee. Brown Deer police confirmed they have the suspect in custody. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reporting a man and woman are dead. Police say one of the two others hurt is in critical condition. There's no word yet on a motive for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News. A five-year-old boy who had been trapped 32 meters underground in a well in Morocco for 4 days has been found dead following a lengthy rescue attempt that captured much of the world. Several Moroccan media outlets live-streamed the rescue operation to hundreds of thousands of viewers, leading to an outpouring of sympathy. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, mayors in charge of cities along the border are speaking out. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols talks about a recent visit from DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We talked for an hour on two pages of notes that I had, and we listened. He listened and commented on everything. He did promise to have some action shortly, so we know what those things are going to be, and we'll be seeing if those actually happen, including a follow-up meeting with the secretary himself.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the telephone number in the studio. Should you want to opine with us, is 603-283-6160. Again, opinions wanted, 603-283-6160. We've got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to those in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
And let's just go right away to Robert in South Carolina, who used the word telomeric in response to this article about the self-assembling nanoparticles. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. My feeling is that we should be working on the most important thing first, and that is telomere extension, because we're all threatened by the aging process. And as long as our bodies, our cells, and the nucleus of our cells more specifically, are low in, have less and less telomerase as time goes on, the ends of the telomeres kind of dissipate and are not as sharp as they once were, not as long as they once were.
So for our listeners who don't know what a telomere is, this is a part of the DNA, yes?
Yes, it's the end of the chromosomes. They're, you know,
yeah, that was the name I couldn't think of when I was describing like where they would probably throw like your license number or whatever onto your DNA if they were going to put it on there.
Yeah, and like I say, over time they kind of dissipate. My mom and my sister were involved in research at the NIH about 20 years ago, and they were able to extract something from cancer cells, in other words, telomeres, to get the ends of the telomeres to re-ravel and to get long again, and in other words, to reverse the aging process. So it's possible to go back to your prime.
So there's There is one major downside of doing that, though. So it's something that they discovered with the lab rats, is that the lab rats had actually evolved to the laboratories that they were being tested in, because the laboratories are always testing for, like, how toxic a substance is before they put it in makeup, things like that. And the lab rats had actually evolved super long telomeres, and that's why everything seemed to give you cancer for a while. So, like, the downside of making these super long telomeres is that you will basically doom everyone who has this process to dying of cancer eventually. Like, it will be later, but they will die of cancer. Like, that's the problem that this causes.
I was just getting to that. My mom and my sister also determined that exactly that would happen, but the government wouldn't let them finish the research to prevent that from happening.
Of course.
Well, they don't want us living long enough to learn their game.
Yeah. But nevertheless, I'm sure my mom believed that over time, other people, private industry, maybe God only knows, maybe the Rockefeller University or something like that would pick it up and finish the research.
Them. Now, Rockefeller University has way too much of a vested interest in cancer being treated and not cured.
Okay, well, at Alfred University, which is where I graduated, they took up that thing as their major new research interest maybe 25 years ago, and I don't know how far they've gotten, but I think organizations like that, I don't know which ones exactly, but somebody will do it. My mom figured that. She said that unfortunately I'll miss it, but my sister, who's 10 years younger than I, she would just catch it. So my mom had an idea of how long that would take, and I believe she was right.
So did they have any ideas for exactly how to avoid getting cancer from having extended telomeres?
No, they hadn't gotten finished. They hadn't even started that particular part of the job. And like I say, the government just closed everything down, swept it under the carpet, and my mom invited me over to meet the lady who was head of the department. And
think about how that would cut into Pfizer's profits.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, in any case, so I said, yeah, I do some reporting for Germany Today. Oh, she said, that's great, because there was an error in the press, and that was the error in the press. In other words, the mice that appeared in the middle of the newspaper that had been made young again. That article was not accurate, or was misinformation, or what do they call it, phony information or false information or something like that is what she was inferring, you see? And my mom didn't argue with her at all, and I didn't either, of course, because she's got her orders from above, and that's it. And as long as we don't want to destroy the relationship with the NIH, we have to shut up about it too, basically, you see?
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. That is some interesting stuff. I just have to address the term misinformation because Robert used it on the way out there. There is no such thing as misinformation. There's only information, and then your judgment of it.
Well, I mean, I was misinformed about the nature of the government.
Or did you just make a bad or have a bad opinion of the information you were given?
Well, I mean, so... And it's worth pointing out the difference between misinformation and disinformation. So if I really think something is true,
okay,
and it's false,
yep,
and I tell that to you, that's misinforming you.
Okay.
Now, if I know something is false and I tell it to you, that's disinforming you. I mean, to say that there is no misinformation is to make the claim that there is no
okay,
truth.
So both...
Which is a truth claim.
Both result in you giving me wrong
information. Yeah.
One is intentional.
Right.
The other one, not so much.
Exactly.
So misinformation is the unintentional giving of false information.
Right.
And disinformation is the intentional giving of false information.
Mm-hmm.
From a pure perspective... There is only information.
Well, some of that information is accurate and corresponds to reality, and some of that information doesn't correspond to reality.
Correct. So...
Like, 2 plus 2 equals 5 is information. It's wrong.
Who is the onus on to act or otherwise interpret the information? The individual.
Each of us, yes, the individual.
On the individual, right? So, if I have... 100 people telling me the wrong thing,
mm-hmm,
Right? The onus is on me to know that it's the wrong thing that I'm being told, or to be skeptical of the information in such a way that I do something to find out whether or not it's true, or I decide I don't care about the information because it doesn't affect me, so I just go on about my life. Right? So there is only information and then a judgment on the information by individuals.
Well, there is some difficulty there, because if the only information you have about something is misinformation, then you really don't even have the opportunity to correct it.
This is true. This is very true. But it's still just information, and individuals have to make a judgment upon the information.
Yeah, it does come down to the individual to decide what gamble to make in life, because right. Everything you make is, it's all probabilities. Like, there's really high probabilities, like the sun will rise tomorrow. Extremely high probability, you know, from my perspective, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you do have to figure out what gambles to make as an individual.
So I say this because, much like facts, facts are kind of, they're information, right? So they're just information. Now, who...
Well, facts are information that corresponds to reality.
Who do you trust to give you facts or information?
Well, I'll tell you my first thing.
Mm-hmm.
I check to see if they've got a motive for deceiving me.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, corporate media has a huge motive for deceiving me.
Yep.
Now, the second thing I check is, would they know? Like, do I think that that is something that they would reasonably know? Because, like, you might actually be trying to, you know, find and spread the truth, but you don't have access to the information. The information being fed to you isn't accurate.
Right. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of information being given by people, by entities, by businesses, by governments. The thing is I don't trust any of them to interpret it for me. Give me the information and allow me to make a decision as to whether or not it's accurate.
Definitely.
More Free Talk Live is coming up, 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Well, and Keekless, that's because he was the amazing Spider-Man. He wasn't just like, you know, the guy in the costume Spider-Man.
Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood.
Yes.
That doesn't answer my question.
But you're saying that he caught a toppling statue by shooting a web at it, and that is amazing.
And
so,
didn't, like, make a net out of the web, but, like, just caught it with the web. Way overpowered. Like, his own stance is holding this thing up on top of his web. That's way overpowered.
Stan Lee did not stutter when he said the amazing Spider-Man.
That's true.
He didn't just say the Spider-Man, right? The mediocre Spider-Man, the, you know, sort of average Spider-Man. No, the amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he likes to sell things. You know, the Fantastic Four.
Exactly. You've got to put some
uncanny X-Men.
You've got to put some sort of a descriptor in front of it. This is Free Talk Live. If you're wondering what you're listening to, the telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join our conversations. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. But I need to tell you about Give Directly. We're raising funds for Give Directly. And this is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. What they do is locate recipients in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a wide range of important and positive changes in their lives, such as employment, nutrition, health, and education. And additionally, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need, what they decide they need, instead of relying on aid organizations, donors, or governments thousands of miles away to choose for them. This is certainly what I would prefer if I found myself in a needy situation. Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly. We're helping families in Bome and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm really glad they decided to extend this.
Yeah, me too. It is certainly a worthwhile charity. I love the whole, yes, let's cut through the red tape.
Right?
Right. We hear so often, even people think legitimate charities like the Red Cross. It's like, look into the Red Cross for a minute and see how much of their money goes to actual charitable things, contributions, and helping people, and how much of it actually goes to support their organization.
Yeah, they're an absolute bunch of scam artists. I mean, like, they've been involved in just so many scandals, just one after another.
When we hear all the time about, you know, oh, the shipment of this medicine or this food to such and such country, you know, was held up by, you know, bureaucracy, by red tape, by government not allowing it to go through, to go to the people, or governments themselves taking it for themselves, absconding with it when it was meant for these other people who really needed it, not, you know, these other...
Captured by warlords.
Yeah, not these other warlords. By the way, all governments are warlords,
mm-hmm.
in case you think that the United States is different. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. The only difference is, you know, it wears a slightly different dress. Mm. You know, it's got different... It's got clown shoes, you know, instead of combat boots, right? I mean, but it is the world's largest empire, period.
Yeah.
Of all time, in all of history, no empire has been larger than the United States.
Or more violent, or locked up as many people in jail. And I will say about this particular charity, so, like, usually the numbers I've seen for helping people when the government does it, like 20 to 25% of the money actually goes to helping people.
Yep.
In private charities, it's 75 to 80%, and this one it's 90%. So, I mean, you know, kudos to them on that.
Yes. We do take phone calls here on Free Talk Live, and let's go right away to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just heard you say the sun's going to rise tomorrow morning, and I just want to tell you the sun's not going to rise in the morning. It's
it
not going to set in the evening.
From my perspective.
From your perspective, yes, but the earth spins in circles.
That is true.
So here's the problem with that. Like, this is the reality of relativity. Like, you have to pick an arbitrary point in order to determine any form of motion.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Mark on this one. I like when there's an easy change of phrase that I can use to say things more accurately, right? Language is filled with obscurities and things that don't mean what you think they mean, and people using things incorrectly and saying things incorrectly. And people will accuse me of talking funny. And it's mostly because of my, we'll call it awakening out of the fog of statism that I keep talking about. And so I like to say things like empire, you know, or the road pirates, you know, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So if instead of saying sunrise, I can say when the earth spins back in the direction of the sun, that might be something I'll consider.
Okay, well, here's a trick question. What does the moon orbit?
Your mom?
Nice.
What does it orbit? Technically the earth, right?
There's no real answer to that. Like, okay, it's the earth? Oh, really? Because seems to me it orbits the sun. It does way more orbiting the sun than it does orbiting the Earth.
Mark, does it orbit both?
The moon really doesn't orbit. I mean, it's crazy the way the moon goes. It's changed so much in the past 30 years, it's unbelievable. The
moon doesn't go around anything? Well, now that is actually true if the moon itself is your point of reference.
It will feel like you're on the moon, right, if that's your perspective.
Right. From the perspective of the moon, everything else is moving and it is still. Thus, from my perspective, the sun rises.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark.
But, I mean, you could just as easily say that the moon is, in fact, orbiting around the center of the galaxy. Or the central point of the galactic cluster. I mean, there's no literal answer to this. You have to define your perspective in order to get a useful answer. Now, we usually pick the sun just because it makes the planetary orbits really simple. But if you're doing something that the planetary orbit isn't what you're looking at, then you need to pick a more useful point of reference.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm off the speakerphone. Yes,
you're on the air and off your rocker. I don't know.
Yeah, I was on the speakerphone, but I come through better when I do get off a speakerphone.
Yeah, you sound way better right now than you do on the speakerphone.
So, wait a minute. So, is it the nurse, she just had a baby? Is that the one? It's either Bonnie or the other one.
No, you're thinking of Nikki. She's on normally on Sundays. Her job, her career, is in midwifery or being a midwife. And what that means is she helps other people give birth in their homes.
Oh, okay. Oh, 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 yeah, she had to work a job, not that she was giving birth. Oh, okay.
Right, yeah, yeah. She was helping some other people bring a new human being into planet Earth, into this reality, and that's why she had to miss a show.
Oh, okay. I thought she herself was having a baby. Okay, never mind. But I just want to, have you heard of Joyce Meyer Ministries?
Joyce Meyer?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Well, she's from I forgot the you know those two arches in the Missouri? The
St. Louis Arch? Yeah.
The famous two arches. Anyway, she's from that town. But she does, what I like about her the most is that she has ministries, rescue homes for trafficked girls all around the world, like Africa, Thailand, India. She's got rescue homes in L.A. and, in Missouri. So she's called that a dream center. And I just think it's a really great way to help these girls. You know, by going, if you go to joycemyers.org, you could donate to our charity. And I like your charity, what you guys talked about.
Yeah.
And you guys have $30,000 to match of whatever people donate.
Yeah,
so
Free Talk Live, the show, has really stepped up in that regard. Now, will we reach that goal of 30,000? I mean, if people donate more than 30,000, we can't go more than that. So 30,000 is the limit of what we'll match. But we're hopeful that we'll get that far over at give.freetalklive.com. I just looked it up real quick, too, and it is joycemeyer.org. Hand of Hope, Anti-Human Trafficking is the, you know, what it's all about. Hand of Hope is what you want to search for if you want to give to that charity. And thank you for the call today, Sarah. We appreciate that as well. 603-283-6160. I love talking about charities. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
There's not enough of that in the world, and too many times people are lazy.
It's part of the solution. We have to do non-government charities.
Correct. Most people think, well, you pay my taxes, that's enough charity. It's not. We're free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.